Hi, can you hear?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now.
Sorry about that. I think there's a problem with my headset, Ben.
Oh, it wasn't.
Just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me?
Yeah, my date of birth is 11/3/89, postcode G46ARW.
Perfect, thank you. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
There you go. So, yeah, so I was saying about the options. So you can apply by yourself. So they'll send you like an application pack. So you gather and review all the evidence yourself. Or then there's the solicitors who operate under that government scheme. So they're paid regardless of whether you're successful or not. And some also take a success fee off you. With us, so we do the success fee, but we're not paid by the government.
Right.
So it's capped at 16% plus the VAT. So you'll never pay more than that. So there's no prior fees or anything.
That's fine.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So it's important I make clear as well, so we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may award you. So the scheme operates on a discretionary basis, so I can explain that in greater detail during the call as well.
Yeah.
So if you decide to instruct us, what we assist with, so we go through your eligibility to apply to the scheme, we gather and review all the evidence, and then we prepare and submit the application. We do all the corresponding with the redress scheme, and then we can advise you on any offer made and assist with any reconsideration or review processes in the scheme as well.
Yes.
So with the statutory waiver, so if a redress offer is made, we'll fully explain the waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. And it is important, so it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to matters. So you're not expected to accept an award without fully understanding the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So you also have a right to cancel. So if you decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. You can cancel in that period for any reason without charge. And if you choose, you can also authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rest still remains. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yes, please.
Yep. Fab. And just one last thing. So just so we're able to formally act on your behalf, we'll require proof of identity for verification purposes. So we'll need a photographic ID and then a proof of address, so a letter that's been sent to you within the last 3 months. So do you have any photographic ID?
Nah, a bus pass with my face and name on it, but it's not really photo ID, and I've got letters with my address and stuff.
Yeah, so if there's no photographic ID, we can accept three letters instead.
Three letters?
Yeah, is that okay?
Aye.
Yeah. So I'll just send the email regarding that over to you now, so then you can just respond to that one. And so moving on to the care setting, just a few more questions, then we'll move on to the care setting. Is that okay?
What do you do with this email? Is there a bit to add things on it?
So you can just reply with just photos. So just attach the photos and send them over.
Well,
or you can send them to us on WhatsApp as well, if that's easier.
Send them on WhatsApp?
Yeah, if that's easier.
That's better. You just messaged me for but not trying to get on WhatsApp. Right. I've got 2 seconds in. Do you want me to send you them now then?
Yeah, you can do it now or you can do it after the call. It's whatever's easiest for you.
I'll just do it now.
Yeah. So the WhatsApp number should be on the bottom of that email.
Mm-hmm. What kind of letters is all right? I've got a credit card letter.
Yeah, so anything as long as it's been sent. Yeah, as long as it's been sent to you in the last 3 months, that's absolutely fine.
Court letter, there's a bank.
That's
fine. There's a free cent anyway. Do you want to have a wee look at them to make sure they're all right? Or can you?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, that's fab. Yeah. Thank you very much.
That's fine. I was reading off on it. I don't know if it would be better to go for the fixed one because they're saying that they need evidence and all that for the other one, and how are you going to get evidence for all that time ago? And I've had mental health all my life, probably. But I reported my mental health in about 2015, but I never gave the kind of reasons for it because I never ever discussed any of this stuff with anybody. Do you get me?
Yeah, so that's what we do for you. So we'll gather as many records as we can possibly find about you. And then with your GP records then, we'll also contact your GP to get them. And if there's anything regarding mental health, We can add that as evidence, so it can be used then to show that you've suffered with mental health issues and it is because of that, regardless of whether you said it was or not, it's still
right.
there. So yeah. That's what we do. So we'll build it up as much as we can.
Yeah, that's fine then.
So just a couple of questions and then I'll take some more details and then move on to the care settings, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So have you received any relevant payments before? So any criminal injuries compensation, advanced payment scheme payments, court settlements or anything like that?
No.
No. And do you have any criminal convictions?
Yeah.
Yes, is it for any violent or sexual offences?
It's for violent offences and stuff, but no any sexual, no.
Yeah, and have you served a sentence of imprisonment for one offence for more than 5 years?
No.
No.
No, I think the most I've had is 3 years.
Yeah, that's fine. And have you been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses at all?
Terminal illnesses, no.
No. And regarding your application as well, you're able to nominate a beneficiary. So if anything was to happen to you, we'd get in touch with them and they would take over your application. Should you give this at a later date or you can do it now? Would you like to add one?
No, it's all right, no.
No, no problem. Yeah. And would I be able to take the name of the GP surgery you're currently registered with?
It's Woodside Medical Practice and it's the Fahill Practice. It's like Woodside Medical Practice. It's called Woodside Medical Practice, and that's in Glasgow, obviously. And it's called the Fahill Practice.
So is it like multiple within the Woodside one? Yeah.
Aye, it's like it's all multi. So that's a building where it's called Woodside Medical Practice, but there's like all different ones inside it. But it's called the Fahill Practice. F-I-R. And then Hull.
Okay, fab. Thank you very much. And have you been known by any previous names? So before or during your time in care, did you have a different name?
No, just that name.
And do you recall your address that you were in prior to being placed into care?
My address prior to being in care?
Yeah. Or the area, as much as you can recall.
I know the area. I'm just trying to remember where I stayed before. I think it was Reimer Street. Yeah, 121 Reimer Street, I would say it was. So 121 RHYMER Reimer Street, Glasgow,
yeah.
Royston. So 121 Reimer Street, that was the exact address, yeah. That was a front door.
And does G212LR ring a bell at all?
Yeah, it'll be something like that.
Yeah.
G21 definitely, anyway. I just can't remember the postcodes, it's that long ago.
No, that's understandable. And then, do you be able to tell me your parents' names?
Michael Carroll. But obviously, it gets called, that was his birth name, Michael Carroll, but he's known by everyone as Michael Fulton now.
Fulton.
So just say Michael Fulton, yeah.
Yeah, and how do I spell it in that?
F-U-L-T-O-N.
Perfect. And your mother?
Linda Mulvey. M-U-L-V-E-Y.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So moving on to the care settings now. So would you be able to let me know the name of the settings you were in and then with the time that you were there, so the year and how long,
so,
as much as you can recall.
So would you be able to find out the dates that I was in care and stuff? Obviously I kinda know roughly the dates I was in, but obviously they said I need a document, but obviously I'm not gonna have a document saying I was in care, but you would see with the records that I was in care, do you get me?
Yeah, so we should be able to, when we request all of your records back, then we should get everything.
Yeah, that's fine then.
Yeah.
So I was in Hall Glen to start with, Hall Glen Assessment Centre. That was just like a assessment place you go to for a few weeks, and then they assess whether you get out or you go to a different place, a residential school or whatever, or secure or whatever. I think I was in there for about 10 weeks in 2003, and then went to Kerlaw about maybe March, April 2004. Might have been before that, I'm not sure, but you would be able to check with the records to get them.
So with the redress scheme, so it includes everything that was before December 2004.
Aye.
So, but as you were placed in there beforehand, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah, Kerlaw is where the abuse and that happened. It was Kerlaw. And then obviously I was in Rossy Farms secure unit. Round about, I think I was in Kerlaw for about 6 or 7 months. So I would say the end of 2004, I was in Rossy Farms secure after Kerlaw residential school. Yeah,
You say you were in Carol about 2003 or 2004 time.
2004 Kerlaw, yeah, 2003
Okay.
Hollow Glen, the end of 2003, and then about 2004, maybe between probably February and March, February and April was when I went into Kerlaw.
Carol, yeah.
Then I was in for about 6 or 7 months, then went to Rossy Farm Secure.
And just to confirm the first one, would you just be able to spell it for me just to make sure I have it right?
See that again?
Would you just be, sorry, would you just be able to confirm the spelling of the first and last one for me just to make sure I have it down right?
The spelling of the first and the last, what the, I take it you know Kerlaw, yeah. You've heard the Kerlaw.
Unfortunately.
I know, it was bad, didn't it? Well, Hollow Glen was like, see how you spell hollow? Hollow, and then Glen. And then Rossy was like, I think it was like Rossy as in Rossie, maybe, or even just the I, I'm not sure. But it was called Rossy Farm Secure Unit.
There we go, I've got it there. Fab.
Like, up at Angus, like a bro from Montrose way, Montrose.
Yeah. There we go.
Up at the north of Scotland.
Just adding all these into your file now.
That's fine.
So regarding your time in each of these places now, so with the first one, so can you recall why you were first placed?
I think I was first placed into Hollow Glen because I was putting myself into danger. That's what the social work call it. Like running away through my home, like my house, and like through my dad's. And I was trunting for school. I wasn't got to school. I was dogging school, getting involved in shoplifting and just involved in stuff. That's how I ended up in the homes, putting myself into danger, they said.
So then you were in Hollow Glen, and did you experience any forms of abuse in Hollow Glen?
No.
So it can be anything from psychological, verbal, mental, physical, anything like that, no?
Nah. No.
Okay, so then following Holagenyu replaced into Kerala.
Yeah, Kerala, yeah.
Yeah. Was that just because they, I'm assuming they found a place for you, so that's just where you were put, yeah?
Yeah, I think I was running away from Hollow Glen and stuff, and again putting myself into dangerous situations and stuff like that. So I had to put us into there.
Okay, so regarding your time in Kerala then, so you said you were there for about 7 months, was it?
Yeah, I would say 6 or 7, yeah.
And what would you say your time here was like? So any instance you can recall, day to day life, how you felt, anything you witnessed, experienced, just as much as you
Yeah,
want to
no.
share with these statements. And then further
Yes,
down the
no.
line then, we'll be in contact with you to book in a witness statement. So it'll be just in more depth. So this one is just the initial one that gets you accepted into redress. So just share whatever you're comfortable with at the moment, okay?
I would see them like restraining people, hitting people, just being dead rough. Like it was quite a rough place to be in. So it was like on a day-to-day basis, you could hear people screaming, getting battered
Yeah.
and like abused, obviously. But I don't know if they were getting sexually abused, but obviously they probably, well, what's came out for the place now, like, and obviously what's happened to me in there as well, like.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that. You're just thinking it's happening to yourself. Obviously, I never ever got like in the actual care unit. I never ever got like restrained or nothing like that, because obviously I was all right with the staff in the unit. Like I was all right with them. I never ever caused them any bother. If I
Yeah.
caused any bother, I was outside causing it. But when I was at there was a residential school in the place. And there
Yeah.
was this art teacher called Matt George. And like obviously I don't know if you've heard of him, but you probably have. He had a bit of a reputation with the boys, and he was quite tough on us, so he was in the school. And
Yeah.
I've never even told my own family about this, like, 'cause you've always got to be try and be the strong one and like the tough one and not tell anybody these kind of things. But I was going to date like 4 or 5 years ago, but I just
Yeah.
didn't get the courage to date. And I've been out
Yeah.
of jail for a good bit of time now. I've been in out fair being that age, like fair being 16 in and out of jails, but I've been out for about 1.5 years now. And
Yeah.
I just feel as if I've got a bit of a hang way to say it now. But I used to brush by us in the class and feel us up and like grab us down there,
Yeah.
and then he'd threatened us a couple of times not to tell the staff or tell anybody when I went back to the security, went back to like the resident. Obviously, like it's a residential unit, right? And there's units where we live, but there's a wee bit across from it that we used to go to school, and
Yeah.
he used to work in the school as the art teacher.
Yeah.
But I used to like threaten us and say, "Don't tell anybody about this," and blah de blah de blah. But aye, and he slapped us one time as well, because obviously I pulled away from him and he slapped us.
And when you say he was threatening you, so what would he say to you? What would happen if you were to tell anyone?
What? Nothing. He just said he would punish us if I told anybody or
Yeah.
said anything when I'm back to the unit. He said he would punish us.
Suppose knowing what he was doing, just kind of in front of everyone, worried then what the punishment would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was like a bit embarrassing telling anybody, a bit like.
Yeah.
I think it was a bit embarrassing to be telling anybody stuff like that, you know what I mean? Aye, so one day I pulled away from him when he tried to like feel us up, because I knew what he was like, and he slapped us, you know what I mean?
So was there any other incidents, so with any other teachers or staff or any of the other children?
I think maybe one or two people seen him slap me one time. I can't remember who it was, because I can't even remember. I can only remember a couple of people that were in that home with me. Because it was like 22 years ago. The only reason I remember a couple of people that was in there ways is because they've been in jail with me after it. I probably about one or two people seen it. But that was just the norm back then. Like they wouldn't know why he was doing it or whatever, or maybe he was doing it to other children in there, and they knew. But I don't know.
So no, we've gotten that one out. So I've written all that up. Is there anything else that you'd like to add into that one?
No, that's it.
No. And then you were moved to the Rossi Farm Secure Unit. Is that, did you, were you requested, like, did you request to move, or did they pick
No, it was
you up?
just, it was like a worse place. Like, I think, like, because well, I don't know if, like, I was running away all the time. I don't know if I was running away for that or just running away, because I'd run away before when I was in, no run away, but I'd, like, I think
Try and
it,
get out.
aye, but in there was like in the assessment centre when I was in there the first time, like when I was in Hollow Glen. I think that you were allowed it in there, but and you could go and stay with your dad and stuff like that. So, but I think when I went to Kellaw, you were only allowed it when they said you were allowed it. Like you were only allowed it set weekends, maybe every other weekend, back to your mum and dad's to stay there, or back to your dad's to stay for the weekend, or stay for a couple of days, then come back for school and stuff. But I was running away during the week and stuff, and logging out and drinking and taking drugs and just doing crazy things and just shoplifting, the same stuff I was doing the last time, like the shoplifting and that. And then obviously, eventually, they just said that obviously at a panel I was going to secure unit. And I went to a children's panel and they just put us in the secure unit. And back to the thing with that Matt George, I think it was like it happened around about maybe the summer of 2004. Around about that time.
So then when you were in the secure unit then, did you experience anything here?
Nah.
No.
Bob is, apart from that, Matt slapping us, and obviously he's threatened us and stuff like that, and obviously touched us up in that. Like, I never ever got physically assaulted in any other like homes after that, or like before that, I was never. But obviously, I experienced people getting hurt and stuff like that, but I was never ever like a cheeky person to the staff for this to happen to. Do you get me? I was never ever cheeky. So I never got restrained or nothing.
So with the
But it was
Rossi Farm, did you want to add anything in regarding that one or no?
no. That was probably a happier memory. And then I got out for there when I was like 16.
Okay, so regarding everything now you've said, so
Yeah.
the next thing to go to is the types of applications we can pursue. So as you mentioned before, there's the fixed payment. So
Yeah.
that's a fixed payment of £10,000, and it's a fixed amount award regardless of the severity of the abuse you suffered. Or there's the individually assessed one of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel dependent on the level you suffered. So based on the previous awards made by the scheme and everything you've shared with myself today, I'd like to pursue the individually assessed one for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
So we'll get all the records and everything like that for you. So you won't be required to attend any meetings at all with the redress scheme in person. So we'll provide the witness statement and all the evidence on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
So the next step now is for me to send you over the documents. So there's a few contracts for you to sign. So you're under no pressure or obligation to proceed. But if you'd like to, I can send those over now whilst I'm on the phone. So I can, if you
Well,
have any
Simon.
questions, yeah. So I'll send
you
email
right now.
Fab.
You want to do it for email, yeah?
Yeah, so it'll send you a link via email and text message.
And just click the sign bit.
Yeah, so I've just sent those over now. So when you open the link then, there'll be like a yellow button on the bottom of the screen that says fields required. And when you click on that, it'll take you to all the pages that need a signature. And I think there's about four.
Right. I just clicked the one on your text message, is that all right?
Yeah, yeah, that one works too.
Right.
So it'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and then the letter of authority. Which that's something that gives us then the permission to access records on your behalf. And then it'll be a part one and part two, which will be all of the information that you've shared with myself today. So the other part is everything I've shared with you.
So do you just take your fees if they obviously award anything?
Yes, if you're successful. So we'll keep in touch with you as much as possible. And then when we get an application number from Redress, then you'll be moved over to the evidence team. So they'll introduce themselves, and they're the ones then that work on getting all the evidence and things like that.
Yeah, that's fine. I've signed one of them. Is there three, did you say?
Yeah, so there's like that yellow box that says field required. So when you click on that, it'll take you to all the pages that need to have the tap to sign box.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think once you've done that, then when you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the contract, you have to go all the way down, you'll be able to tick a little tick box that says, I verify my signature is authentic. And then there's like a blue button and it says submit signatures. And it should become a darker, like should light up a bit.
Section 5, I'm by all that, so is there still another signature after that? Signed 2 just now.
Yeah, so if you click on that yellow box, it'll take you to the next signature.
All right. Then the bottom, what did you say happens at the bottom?
Yes, if you scroll then all the way down to the bottom of the contract, so does it say all fields complete?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you scroll all the way down then you should be able to click the little tick box just to say that I verify my signature is authentic.
I've done that right, but I still can't click the submit signature bit.
So does it say all fields required complete?
One required field, where's that? That's a... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all assigned.
Yeah, so when you submit them then, they should pull through.
Then it's coming up all the things to verify.
Yeah, so it's going through each signature then. Oh, perfect, yeah, they're all coming through now, that's fab. So what I'll do now is I'll get your application sent over to Redress. And then be in touch then when we get an application number back for you. And if you have any questions in the meantime or anything at all, you're more than welcome to email, call or WhatsApp us, okay? And I'll get back to you. But at this moment, do you have any questions for me at all?
So we just need to go through like a wee bit more detail once you get the application, did you say?
Yeah, so once we get the application number back then, the evidence team will contact all the relevant councils and institutions and your GP to get your records. They'll put like an application pack together with all the evidence, and then we'll be in touch then to do a witness statement with you. So it's similar to what we did today, but just with more more specific questions.
Yes.
And then also then we'll talk a little bit about how it's affected your life since and things like that. So we book that in when you're ready, and it's at your own pace, own time and everything like that, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
But fab. So I'll get this sent over to you, and I'll let you know when we hear back from Redress, okay?
Yeah, how long do you think it'll take for you to get back in contact with me again for it?
So Redress, they're taking about 2 to 3 weeks at the moment get back to us, and then we'll let you know. And then regarding contacting all the institutions, it can take about 2 months because some request extensions and things like that. And then it's just all down then to Redress and finishing your application off.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you very
But
much
yeah,
for your help.
that's okay. So if you want an update at any point, you're more than welcome to call us or text, and I'll do my best to keep you in the loop, okay?
Yeah, that's no problem. Thank you.
That's fine. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah,
Thank you.
take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.